From the Mountain Times in Killington, Vermont, this is My Side of the Mountain. Stories about people and place in the Green Mountain State. I'm Ethan Weinstein.
I tell people there's old mushroom hunters and there's bold mushroom hunters, but there's no old bold mushroom hunters.
This is Ian Vair. Ian is a mushroom forager and a maker of medicinal tinctures. He's also a fun person to walk through the woods with. That's what we did one hot June morning in Rutland's Pine Hill Park. Before Ian made mushrooms his life, he was a chef. He went to culinary school, studied French cuisine, and worked in fast-paced kitchens. When he first started looking for mushrooms, he wouldn't even eat them. He thought they were kind of gross. Then in his 20s, Ian started having seizures. He ignored them for a little while, but they kept getting worse. They got so bad, he couldn't even work. He stopped driving. So he started walking in the woods more, looking for mushrooms. He learned to identify a dozen, then two, and soon he knew hundreds of different species. It's spiritual for him, the connection to nature, to a higher power. He calls the mushrooms his children, and in a sense they are, because he watches them grow and talks to them and believes in them with his whole being. Now, he transforms reishi and chaga and turkey tail and lion's mane mushrooms into healing teas and extracts. Together, we went looking for chanterelles and chicken of the woods, got on our hands and knees to study mushrooms, to smell them, to taste them. Listen.
Truth is I didn't just do this because I said, oh, cool, medicinal mushrooms. They healed me in some ways, and it was really life-changing for me. And I changed my business structure.
So how long have mushrooms been, because you were a chef, so
yeah.
How long have they been your main thing?
Yeah, well, let's see. I moved to Vermont about 13 years ago. I should say back to Vermont, because I was born here. And I said, I need to get out of the city. I'm sick of it. I'm going back home. And this park happened to be fairly close. And I started spending a lot of time here, and I started finding 10 times more mushrooms than I found in Maryland. 10 times. It was unbelievable. I was finding all kinds of stuff that was in my book. I was still afraid, though. I bumped into a fella who called himself a shroomer, and he taught me a few things. And he taught me the difference between the chanterelle and the jack-o'-lantern. I had an aversion because I didn't like mushrooms, and I cooked it the way he recommended. They were unbelievable. The texture was similar to tenderloin, like filet mignon. Like, what the shit is this? Yeah, I was totally fascinated. And I just became hooked. 2 years later, I lost my job. I went home thinking about what I was gonna do, and my refrigerator was, out of the four shelves, three of them were wild mushrooms. I said, well, shit, maybe I should try to sell some mushrooms. I got the idea to go to a farmer's market, and I showed up, and I thought maybe there'd be a farmer who'd think my mushrooms were cool, and he'd want to sell them to his customers, and I was directed to talk to the market manager. So I did. I spoke with the market manager, and she said to me, yeah, kid, I got a spot for you today. Why don't you go get your mushrooms and your stuff and put it right over there? And I was like, oh shit. So I just did it. Meanwhile, I certainly didn't consider myself an expert, but I knew how to identify several dozen species, and I had quite a few. I was like, well fuck it, let's see. I showed up, they sold out in an hour and a half. I made more money than I'd made in that period of time in my whole life, and I said, can I come back next week? And each year it's gotten to be a little bit more and more, and then I got married, and we expanded the business, and then I started teaching, and it just all just kind of, I don't know, 10 years went like that, dude. It's crazy.
Shog is close to your heart.
It really is. I mean, I'm a former bodybuilder and track athlete, and I was Mr. Sportsman. I couldn't play football or do contact sports. I was a 270-pound, I can bench almost 500 pounds, kind of big dude. But the residual of that is some orthopedic issues. Yeah. I've had 10 orthopedic surgeries, and there was a time where I had issues sleeping through the night 10 years ago. And when I first started my business, I didn't know about the Shaga, and I was actually out here not dissimilar from a day like this with a friend, and he says to me, "Hey man, you know about Shaga?" Like, "No, that doesn't grow where I started learning." He's like, "Check it out, man. It might help with this, that, or the other thing." And I did. And I was like, "Well, shit, that sounds pretty cool." And I bought some tincture from the co-op. And within a month, I was able to sleep comfortably through the night. I ended up finding some and started making tincture and kept using it myself. And I was sleeping better at night and pain, you know, from weightlifting, and I mean, after all those surgeries, mostly drifted away. I'd say about 90% of it is just gone. So yeah, it's really close to my heart.
Are there any particularly crazy memories from Pine Hill Park, of finds, of experiences?
Yes. I found a species, and I 100% identified it, and it was in my book. And I had never found it before. I challenge myself to find 5 to 10 new species a year. And I've been pretty good at that for the past solid 10 years. I would say probably more than 100 new species I've gotten. But at any rate, I found these ones, got them home, ate them up, and barely made it to the bathroom before I shit my pants. A lot of these species look similar, so it's very, very, very subtle discrepancies. I mean, the difference between a choice edible chanterelle and a jack-o'-lantern, which if you eat enough of them, it's going to kill you. You know, definitely going to disturb your belly.
Is this who we ran into earlier?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh no.
Leash is doing him a lot of good.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
What you finding?
So far a few boletes, the painted soleus boletes. You know what they are?
No.
You want to take them?
Sure.
For dinner?
Yes,
you
I would
promise
love
to cook them, though.
Oh, I always do. I fry them up in a little butter.
Good. You love them.
That's what I do. I love them.
Let me show you what they are.
Okay. Because I'm not familiar with these
at
all.
They're in the bolete section.
Okay, I wouldn't.
They are. These guys. All right, and this is how I... Painted soleus.
Okay, painted soleus. I will look them up in my book
when
I get
home. Look them up, yeah. Yeah, the younger version is a little more. The veil has been coming off of it.
Right,
but it's 100% identified, so.
Awesome. Well, if you say so, I will eat them.
Okay. Yeah, look.
What am I looking for?
Okay, you see this big down tree here?
Yeah.
It's filled with oysters.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
They stack up.
Yeah, let's go take a peek there.
Wow, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah. Here, I'll tell you what. We'll grab a couple in case we find somebody. And like that young lady we bumped into before, she's one of my customers.
Oh. So is that, it's pretty regular? You'll just hand out mushrooms on the trail?
Yeah, why not? Why not? It sort of... inspire somebody potentially, and you know, you reap what you sow.
When you realized that your epilepsy was going to get in the way of this career that you had, how did that feel?
So let's see, I started having them. Well, originally I had a massive brain tumor when I was 9, and it was a big deal. I've got a big scar across my head. Yeah. Yeah, fourth grade, I had a big brain surgery, and I had been having seizures before that, but didn't know it. I was having bad headaches during the day, I was wetting the bed at night, I didn't want to tell my parents because I was embarrassed, and one evening my mom comes to check on me. And I'd fallen out of my bunk bed, and I was foaming at the mouth and shaking, and so she called, obviously, 911, and they flew me out in the medevac. We were living in Texas at the time, in Austin. So what I remember of it is bouncing across the lawn, seeing my parents' face, you know, borderline crying, and neighbors all around. I was like, what, you know, what's going on? And there's a helicopter. And we flew off to the children's center, and 5 days later I had this massive brain surgery. And then I didn't have any for 20 years, dude. So at 29, I start wetting the bed. And I start, you know, having these kind of anomalies that were not how I normally act. I'll just say that. And the types of seizures that I was having are different than the grand mal seizures that I had as a kid. They're called complex partial seizures. And what happens is I'll be right in my regular routine, then all of a sudden I'll just stop. Sometimes I'll, and I don't talk, and sometimes I'll just walk away. Yeah, dude.
These are some big ones.
Yeah, dude.
We stumbled into a patch of giant boleet mushrooms.
See, I wouldn't have that reaction if I was in a complex partial seizure. I'd walk down the street with my pants off, or I'd climb out of a window, or, yeah. The last time I drove a car, I totaled it, went through the windshield, stuff like that. So, I fought it for a few years, man. Like, 29, I knew it started. 34, I knew it was getting to be worse. And at 39, I considered myself fucked. Yeah, it was a bummer. Yep. But, you know, people have, it could be much worse, dude. It could be much worse. Yeah, this is beautiful.
And here we are, excited about some giant, beautiful mushroom.
Yeah, dude. These are beautiful, I'm not gonna lie.
You find that when you're just looking around, then you're sort of out of your head and it sort of flow, or are you thinking about things? You know, what
it is turns it? Off my reality, honestly. It totally just flows. And all that's in my mind is color and shape, substrates, which is their food source. You know, looking in the leaf litter, looking on living trees, looking on downed trees. It just completely gets me out of my head. The guy calling me right now, he's a customer of mine and a friend, and he's going through some heavy chemotherapy, and he can actually leave the house now. He doesn't have severe side effects. He was shitting his pants like 10 times a day, and he couldn't leave the house. And now his microbiome in his gut is back to normal going through the chemotherapy. So he's like, he's a preacher of mine telling everybody how wonderful it is while he's going through his cancer treatment. It's things like that, you know? It's things like when people with irritable bowel syndrome come to me and say, hey man, I've been taking your tincture, your full spectrum chaga tincture for this many months, and I've gone off of my pharmaceutical medication, you know? And, you know, people like that have been with me for a while, people with severe arthritic issues, you know, it's those kind of things that, I don't know, it just means more to me than making a really, really great tasty steak with a nice, you know, mushroom sauce over top with, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just, the making good food is wonderful, and everybody is drawn to food, and that's part of why I keep it in my business, because it's part of the draw. I'm at a farmer's market, you know, it smells good, you know, that's part of it. But the truth is the end result of the medicinal mushrooms is tenfold, 100-fold superior to the choice edibles.
I'm curious, like, how do you understand mushrooms, and like, what are they to you? Are they a living, breathing?
It's funny, not many people ask me that. They're my children. I see them as an extension of me. It's weird. I have an odd relationship with them, because I find a lot of them, and I don't know, man. It's almost like they speak to me. I know that sounds crazy, but I just have this, when I'm in the woods, all the rest of all my stressors in life just just disappear, man. I don't know. People call me the Mushroom Man or the Chago Man, and I don't know why they do. I guess because I'm around that stuff a lot. It's kind of neat.
You can buy Ian's medicinal products on his website, greenmountainfunguy.com, or go visit him in person. He's at the Rutland Farmers Market every Saturday. I'm sure he'd love to see you. For more information on this podcast, My Side of the Mountain, you can go to the Mountain Times website, mountaintimes.info. While you're there, get caught up on all the news and events happening here in the Killington area. If you want to get in touch with me directly, send me a message. My email is editor@mountaintimes.info. I'd love to hear what you liked, what you didn't like, what you'd like me to cover in the future. My name is Ethan Weinstein. Thank you for listening to My Side of the Mountain.